Technolab Radio Academy Info.
Welcome again, dear listener of Technolab Radio, and today we are going to be talking about amazing discussion. And for those that are following us, we are on all the big platform for podcasts. We are on Google Play, we are on Spotify, we are on iTunes, and the list goes on. So keep on listening, keep on learning together with us, but also give us feedback, and also like, share with other people so that they can know that we are now sharing experience from Technolab, and we are sharing out what is happening, but also bringing different people on the board to talk about, to discuss with different things. It's your presenter, Remy Gakwaya, that I'm going to be with you, presenting, getting this journey toward the best part. And mostly what we are talking about this podcast is all about business, is all about entrepreneurship, about programming, software development, but also about Lil Life. We get people who knows about Lil Life. They give us some of the hints and lessons, and there are things like that. So we are also creating now the group for people that are following us, so that we can be able to share different stories, different updates within those particular groups. And make sure that you like our page Technolab on Facebook, but also like my page Remy on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. Follow me on all those particular channels so that we can be connected and we can be stay on touch.
Technolab Radio Academy Info.
All right, so as we now know that we are going to talk what we do, and today we are going to talk about marketing. This is interesting, because when I was thinking about marketing, I was looking at where exactly should I start talking about, because marketing is very broad and is very wide, but I will look at a very minor part, and this is on the very part of closing a business, so selling part of it. Because I'm looking at that in the context of entrepreneur, and I'm looking at a lot of new entrepreneurs, so I want to look at why should you be a marketer, and how will you start doing the marketing? Should you wait until you are a full entrepreneur, or when should you start your journey to become an entrepreneur, to become an entrepreneur who can market his or her product? So let's go back a little bit, have a break, and then we continue.
Technolab Radio Academy Info.
Alright, so looking at the main thing, which is marketing, which to me I'm going to pull it a little bit to selling, so I will not look as specifically marketing, but I'm looking at entrepreneur who is either interested. I'm looking at a person, a very, very, very energetic young man who is interested. He can be even an old man, but he's interested to start to dive in entrepreneurship, but he doesn't know where to start. And this is the person that can have different possibilities. So the main thing that I want to talk to this particular person today is start by selling something. That's very simple, very basic. Start by selling something. You should start by selling something that is not your thing, so that you can learn the discipline of selling. Because if there is no discipline of selling, your entrepreneurship will struggle and will stuck somewhere. You should be able to pick a product that you think it's interesting you, but it's not yours. And take this particular product, start selling this particular product, go through the hustle. If you're selling, no matter what you are going to do, there will be some kind of unnecessary unnecessary hassling that will push you to or will introduce you to different knowledge and different skills that will be very, very much important in your journey as an entrepreneur. So the first thing now, I said start by selling something and make sure that something is not your product or service, because that is where you start. After that, so that's something I want now to go with you. How will you identify that? Is by looking at the thing that you like or you think they are marketable. I don't want to stress you with a lot of technical word that no, you should observe the market, understand what people need. No, those will be kind of the thing that I can talk when I'm talking to you starting the business. But now I want you to learn how to sell. I want you to see the struggle and the pain in selling, because for every person that is doing selling and marketing, they go through almost the same journey of making sure that they have the product, or they know where the product is, and they know who can buy the product, and they make now this matching. You know the product, you know who can buy the product, you do the matching. You might know the product, you don't know who will buy the product, but you should do the matching. How will you do that? Then you have to learn how to sell. Because it's not normal. It's different from having a shop. You have no discussion with anyone and somebody just pop up in your shop. Actually, I think that one of the things that we need to learn, and I love to learn, is to learn from vendors. These are the people that they will sell to you things that you didn't plan, but not because you didn't need them, but you thought you can do it in the future. Or sometimes you have no idea, you have no need, but because of their convincing capability and selling capability that I've gained throughout the journey, then you can buy it. So how will you reach to that level of becoming a vendor? Yeah, let's take that. Become a vendor. I think that will be, because if you say sell, if you say marketing, they sound fancy. But how to move from where you are to be a vendor, so that from here you can know now how to sell in order for you to start your entrepreneurship journey and go ahead. The challenge or the main thing of marketing, regardless of where you are, if you are employee, if you are employer, if you want to be in the office that has a very good air condition, or you want to be on the road meeting client, you must know how to market what you know better to somebody who doesn't know. And that's where the challenge comes in. Not actually the challenge, but that's where the real skills comes in. For you to be able to convince this person who doesn't know what you are selling, but you, first of all, you need to educate him, understand that this what you are selling is meaningful, but also change his perspective that if he or she will buy this, it will give him or her values that you have mentioned. So you reach to these skills by actual doing. One of the person once said that you can't run a marathon by reading books of marathon. You need to go on the ground, you need to run and run and run until you become at that particular level, and you can't get any other change if you are not practicing that particular thing that you want to see. So you want to be entrepreneur, learn how to sell. And how you learn how to sell? Pick a product, random product, go with it on the market, trust, focus on now, choose who you should sell and who you should not sell. I will give you very quick three advice. Number one, It is very important to remember that your time is variable. So don't waste time with people that are not or they have no plan to buy. There's some people that no matter how much time you spend with them, no matter how much price you will reduce, these people will not buy from you. And you will learn this through the experience. You will learn this through the journey. You can't know it automatically, but you should be able to now observe and learn and document. So number one, know people who can buy and people who cannot buy. Some people can scan quickly and say, no, this one can listen. That's number one. This one can listen, because it's a waste of time to stop someone who has no time even to listen to you. So scan people by analyzing that this one will listen and this one might be able to buy what I'm selling. Number two, after analyzing and scanning people, number two, don't go around. Tell the price, tell the product and tell the price, and they'll explain the benefit. People want to know what they will get from your product. So don't waste their time now telling them how you came from Mozambique to Malawi. You have been traveling throughout the night. They have their own problems. Tell them what you are selling and tell them how much it costs. That's what they want to hear. After that, tell them the benefit. Actually, the benefit has to be very, very much pushed, because people, they tend to focus on the benefit and they reduce the price. If the price and the benefit doesn't look alike, then the price, the product is a little bit useless, no matter how good it is to you. But number three, don't start selling to your friend. No. These people, they will discourage you and they will kill your skill, your interest in entrepreneurship. Take a step, go somewhere that you don't know, you don't care how they will treat you, how they will answer you, and they sell to these particular people. Tell them that you have the product, tell them that you know the product, tell them whatever you say, they will listen to you. But the people that knows you, you tell them that you know about airtime, you know about SIM card. Like, let's say you are selling SIM card for anything. So they see you, they say like, really? You start selling SIM card? No way. What will you get from SIM card? How blah, 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 blah. But the same person, go to another place that they are not familiar with you. Start selling SIM card. You get different response and different approach. So we say number one, scan people, know who to sell to and who not to waste time with. Number two, we said go to the point, straight to the point of what the product you have, what the cost, what the benefit. Don't forget the benefit and don't forget the value they get out of that particular thing. Actually, one of the main challenges that I put people, mostly instead of telling benefit, they tell the features, and nobody buy the feature on the product. No one. If you come to tell me in 2021 that this phone has a Bluetooth, I will look at you quietly, very surprised that, okay, what is that? Or if you tell me about it has a memory, it has 5 GB space, say, okay, what for? Because this day people can connect their phone with their hard drive and easily. So I don't know, you don't need to sell feature, sell the benefit, sell the value that people are getting from that. But lastly, don't sell to people they know you, because these are the people that they will discourage you badly. Go out, meet people who doesn't care who you are. They don't care if you fall or if you stand, if you succeed, if we fail, they don't care. But they will listen to you because you approach them and you want to sell to them. So all these three, they pack together to advise you and to encourage you to take the first step in doing the business or into diving into entrepreneurship. But don't dive direct into entrepreneurship before you start selling something that, regardless what the value is, start by selling something. Do that and you'll be surprised. You get knowledge And then from there, you can start your own now venture, your own business, your own entrepreneurship activity, even your own product. And then you'll be able to sell it because you have already mastered the skills and knowledge that are necessary in selling and in approaching different clients. So thank you very much. I think this has been so important. It's me, Remy Gakwaya from Technolab, and we are doing all this to make sure that we share with our community, we share with our people that are following us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, but also on Google Play for podcasts, on the iTunes, on the Spotify, and the other podcast platform. But also we are going to change this to video so that it can be available on our YouTube channel, so that those people who are not having enough time to listen to, they can watch it, and then they can be able to follow. Until next time, I'm on almost all the social media platform. You just check Gakwaya Remy or Remy Gakwaya, and that's my name. And if you can like also our Facebook page for Technolab, where I work, where I do all my thing, but also this particular production is powered by G Production, Gakwaya Production, that are providing all the instrument in the studio so that we can be able to record, so that you can be able to hear us clearly, and all the settings of the studio. Thank you. Until next time, it was amazing talking to you today. Thank you.
Technolab Radio Academy Info.